It's Monday, November 13th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A cloud of radioactive pollution spread over Europe after a possible accident at a nuclear facility in Russia or Kazakhstan, which was confirmed by French nuclear safety officials on Friday, reports The Telegraph. Democrat mega-donor Tom Steyer is spending $20 million on TV ads to impeach President Donald Trump.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, obstructed justice at the FBI, and in direct violation of the Constitution. He's taken money from foreign governments and threatened to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer. And like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment.
David Axelrod, who served as a top advisor to former President Barack Obama, criticized the ad on Saturday, calling the effort, quote, a vanity project, end quote. Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore appeared on Sean Hannity's radio show last Friday, following an explosive Washington Post article which claimed that when he was in his early 30s, he dated women in their late teens and had one inappropriate encounter with a 14-year-old girl.
Would it be unusual for you as a 32-year-old guy to have dated a woman as young as 17? That'd be a, 15-year difference, or a girl 18. Do you remember dating girls that young at that time?
Not generally, no. If I did, I'm not going to dispute anything, but I don't remember anything like that.
But you don't specifically remember having any girlfriend that was in her late teens even at that time?
I don't remember that, and I don't remember ever dating any girl without the permission of her mother.
Hannity summarized the allegations of a woman who said that 40 years ago, Judge Moore, when he was in his early 30s, had an inappropriate encounter with her when she was 14. This was Judge Moore's response.
It never happened, and I don't even like hearing it because it never happened, and they're doing this 4 weeks away after 40 years in public service. I've run 5 campaigns. This has never been brought up. It has never been even mentioned, and all of a sudden, 4 weeks out, they're bringing it up. They're bringing it up because it's political. It's a direct attack on this campaign, and it involves a 14-year-old girl, which I would have never had any contact with. They're doing it to defeat the Senate campaign. This is a completely manufactured story. They're losing. They're 11 points behind. They don't like my acknowledgement that there is a God and that we've refused to debate them because of their very liberal stance on transgenderism and transgenderism in the military and in bathrooms. They're desperate.
Politico.com reports that Moore said, quote, I have the highest regard for the protection of young children. To be attacked for allegations of sexual misconduct contradicts my entire career of the law. I have not been guilty of sexual misconduct with anyone, end quote. Nonetheless, Senator Steve Daines and Mike Lee announced that they had withdrawn their endorsements of Moore's candidacy. Other Republicans, though, are standing by Moore. Alabama Congressman Robert Adderholt said that he was, quote, still very suspicious of the timing, end quote, of the women's stories. Azusa Pacific University, one of California's largest Christian universities, is being pressured to end its policies regarding homosexuality, reports OneNewsNow.com. The conflict began when an employee named Mahesh Pradhan alleged that the school had demoted him based on his unnatural desire for other men. The college said, quote, Azusa Pacific University adheres to a traditional definition of marriage. We are transparent about our belief. Each student must look at the university's values and decide if Azusa Pacific is the right place for them. It's an individual choice, end quote. Shockingly, a new Pew Research Center survey shows that 44% of Americans say a person's gender is not determined at birth and that a person can be a man or a woman regardless of the, quote, sex they were assigned at birth, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Vulnerable children are hearing this foolish mindset at government schools. One New York health teacher was recently placed on administrative leave after allowing an LGBT activist group hand out, quote, gender identity, end quote, packets to 11-year-old students, teaching them about transgenderism and gender reassignment procedures. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And finally, the first president of Facebook, Sean Parker, told the website Axios, quote, "The thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first of them, was all about how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible. And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. And that's going to get you to contribute more content. And that's going to get you more likes and comments. It's a social validation feedback loop, exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with because we're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology." End quote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.